in the heart of Texas, where vast herds of cattle roam, come some of the best cutting horses man has ever known. I'll take you back to 1950, west of old Fort Worth. The 3D stock farm was the place of Pocolina's birth. They put her up for sale as a yearling at the ranch, but she looked more like a racehorse, buyers wouldn't take the chance. They broke her out and started her on cattle by age two. It soon was quite apparent what this gutsy mare could do. Don Dodge of California took a liking to this mare. He owned an older brother, so he knew how she might fare. In 1953, Don would pick her up in Denver, while Pocolina's brother made world champion, I remember. The next 4 years for Don and Pocolina went quite well, with two reserve world championships and halter points as well. In 1959, Mr. Skipper now would buy her, in hopes of taking this great cutting mare a little higher. With Skipper in command, they started picking up the pace, with cutting meetings almost every week. Her earnings amount rising and more titles every year. It's clear this plucky mare was at her peak. September 1962, another show completed, and once again Skipper and his mare went undefeated. So far another great year to build on this mare's fame. A driver was to haul her home, Skip flew home in his plane. Next morning the news broke that Skipper had returned home, and the odds were that his private plane went down. They searched all over Texas with his whereabouts unknown. In 4 days' time, his body had been found. It's hard to say what happened in this time of great confusion. The truth was in the damage that was done. They found Skip's mare in gelding, abandoned on the road, standing in a trailer in the sun. 4 days without food and 4 days without water. A vet was called to report on their lot. Severely gaunt and foundered, there's a chance that we can save her, but the other horse was put down on the spot. Don Dodge, her former owner, had heard about the news. He called up Steven Jensen to see what he could do. The Jensen said they'd buy her, even if no longer sound. She was so bad when she arrived, they almost put her down. She spent the next 3 years resting underneath the shade on the grass of Dr. Jensen's own front yard. They couldn't turn her out to pasture with the rest. For her crippled feet, the ground was much too hard. In the spring of 66, with her health somewhat improving, Steve bred her to his stallion named Doc Barr. Doc Olina hit the ground almost 1 year later, and they quickly bred her right back to Doc Barr. In the spring of 1968, when Dry Dock hit the ground, the health of Pocolina began to spiral down. This quarter horse was surely one of cutting's elite best, but later on that fall, she was sadly laid to rest. The cutting horse futurity, Doc Olina won. That was 1970, next year Dry Dock won. Doc Olina's sons and daughters also made the rounds. Smart little Lena even won Cutting's Triple Crown. Poco Lena's legend looms larger every day, with several generations of hers winning still today. Hers was a tragic story, but still you should be gladdened to think this cutting dynasty almost didn't happen. Down in the heart of Texas, where vast herds of cattle roam, you'll still find the best cutting horses man has ever known. Ask anyone who's ever been a part of cutting's game about the first horse honored in the Cutting Hall of Fame.